This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. How do you do?
I'm happy.
I'm just happy in general, but happy that you're all here with us. I'm happy when I'm around Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and all the other folks that helped to put this all together here. DJV with a focus on Tommy Lasorda. I remember being in Dodger Town. Yeah. I was sitting at the same table with him. You know, we used to go down there, do the program, because when I was on KBC, I would do both because KBC did the Dodgers at the time. So I'd do a trip to Vero Beach, where Dodger Town was, because I had my affiliate, which we still have, WTTV in Vero Beach. So it was this sort of double whammy. I did the KBC thing at night and in the morning. But of course, there was nobody around. I had to stretch to get people to come over early in the morning when I was doing the thing from Dodger Town. But I remember having dinner with Tommy Lasorda one night, and he had four desserts.
He is the biggest character.
He was a character. Oh, yeah. So he's in intensive care. What's the story? He's in a hospital in Orange County.
I've heard a couple of things. I kind of got tipped off to this a few days ago by some friends, and they said it was pretty dire. But the way that the response now is from the family that he's doing okay and that he's in intensive care, which is not great, but that he's able to function all on his own and all of that kind of thing, which is good.
93.
He's 93, and I have to tell you, God love him. And this is something you say, Doug, all the time. Always have purpose in life, because purpose is what keeps you going.
Yep.
And that's why you hear so many horrific stories about people who work all their lives, they retire, and then whammo, they're gone.
See ya.
Right. And Tommy Lasorda was waiting for that World Series championship from the Dodgers. And he got it this year. He was in Texas, and he watched the whole thing, and he got to see it. And so it just kind of crosses your mind, you
they got
see
there,
that.
So.
But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for the best. He is a true legend, and anybody who says you can't eat four desserts, look at Tommy Lasorda, because he's 93 years old. And I've had the opportunity to go to dinner with him before, and my last dinner with him actually was in.
How many desserts did he have?
Well, this is actually a really funny story. I think it's a sweet, funny story. So it was one of the first years. Every year for the last, probably 4 or 5 years, I've done spring training. That was my dad's Christmas gift. We go and watch the Dodgers play in spring training. And it's so much fun. It's something I totally recommend if you haven't done. It's a great thing to do. And so my dad calls Tommy and says, hey, I'm here. Do you want to get together? Tommy says, yeah, Mike, call me back. Call me whatever. So we call him. We say we're going to dinner. He was having dinner with one of the old players' wives. And he said, well, maybe I'll stop by. Where are you going to eat? And so my dad told him we were going to Ruth's Chris. And he said, oh, okay, Mike, I'll be there. So he goes and has dinner. Then he comes over to Ruth's Chris, meets us there, and goes, well, maybe I'll just have some steak. And so he orders himself another dinner. And then when he was asked if he wanted sides, he's like, no, I'm just going to have some steak. Well, then when everybody's sides came to the table, he thought, okay, I want some sides. So then he started ordering some sides. And then dessert comes. Oh, no, I couldn't eat another thing. Well, then dessert comes to the table, and he's like, yeah, bring this one and that one. He loved food.
And he looked like food. He did, too. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. But in his later years, he slimmed down a lot. But I mean, hey, it brought him joy in life. My gosh.
Heavenly days.
We had fun. Anyway, so, and you know, he met his wife, Joe, in the stands when he was in the minor leagues. He saw this hot-looking babe sitting by the dugout and started waving at her, talking to her. That's why in every game that Tommy used to play or manage, he'd wave up at the stands, and he was always waving to Joe, his wife, because, where he met her. And that's
Yeah. Very sweet.
Nice. But nice
a guy whose life was baseball, and in a different way than Pete Rose, but his life.
Lived and breathed Dodger Blue. That's
well, rare. Can you say that about, I'm thinking about other sports and who you could find. Does Tom Brady, for example, you go back over the history of football, are there a number of players who lived and breathed? Is Belichick one of those guys? And is that
Tommy just has this intensity, though. I think a lot of
for
people
each sport.
In sports. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who live and breathe it, but he just had this intensity for it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
We were talking about Tommy Heinsohn, Celtics guy dying last week. He was one of those people, I think. I'm just in my mind thinking about all the sports, and are there people who are the coefficient of Lasorda that they were so devoted to the sport? And I think you probably can find him.
I think like a Magic Johnson, who had a career and then continued on in sports, never left it.
So what do we think, ladies, about the first female general manager of a football team? The Miami Marlins have hired this lady.
Baseball team.
The Marlins, right, exactly.
Scoop Stephen.
That's Scoop Stephen. All right, so what do we think about this lady?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, what's her background? She worked for the White Sox, I guess, didn't she?
I think she worked for the Dodgers for a small time. Yeah.
She started as an intern and has worked her way all the way up through the ranks of different organizations. So it's interesting. It was really encouraging to see the reaction from a lot of the men in MLB and associated teams.
And it was? What was the reaction?
Very positive. Very positive. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some a-holes who are going to be detractors, you know, because they don't want a woman in that position, but they seem to be in the minority. But the vast majority of men seem to be really welcoming of it.
Mm-hmm. And did she ever play? You don't have to play to be the general manager. I just have to know what's going on. It's kind of like a female reporter. How can women know they never played that sport? Well, just because you didn't play it doesn't mean you don't know anything about it. So anyway, but she's worked at the commissioner's office for quite a while as well. And is she...
She's had a lot of different positions. She seems, by all accounts, very highly respected.
Now, would I ask this question if it were a man who got the job? Before I asked the question, I thought to myself, would I ask the question if a man had been appointed to this job? And I don't know that it would have been the first thing. Well, I'm just thinking about whether she has a husband and a family, and is her husband from baseball? And what is there about her life that would, you know, does she leave the house in the morning and doesn't think about her family, thinks about the job all day long? And is that a typically sexist question?
I've seen her, and I'm not trying to be mean or stereotypical, but I'm guessing there may not be a husband at home.
Oh. Can you tell by looking at
it? It doesn't matter, though, but anyone even ask, well, does she think about her family at home?
I prefaced what I said with what I did.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd actually say, to be fair, I think that's a fair point, and I think it gets asked of men in sports as well, because you have to travel 6 months of the year, and I think
that... But as the GM, are you traveling to every
game? A lot of them. I know a lot of GMs that will travel. Not every single one, but a lot of them do. And so I think it is a question that gets asked. Are you sure you want to leave your family? Are you sure, you know? And I think especially during this season with COVID, a lot of players chose not to play because of it. And a lot of male players. I know there was one of the aces for the Dodgers in pitching was supposed to start this year, David Price. And he chose not to play this season because he didn't want to have to deal with the terms of the bubble. He didn't want to be away from his family. So I do think it maybe not to the same extent as women, but definitely.
So with that in mind, the Saints were celebrating their beating of the Buccaneers, and they didn't have any masks on. And apparently now the team is drawing a lot of attention, anger from other football teams in the NFL. So will they fine each individual player? Do they fine the team? Do they, you know, because the NFL has made it clear what the rules are. When you're not playing, you're supposed to have a mask on.
Well,
I forget
who was it. The coach of the Rams? Somebody already got like $1 million fine.
Yeah,
that
was last week. Yeah.
Who didn't have a mask on. So yes, I think the answer is yes. You're going to see some fines.
Mm-hmm. So is this okay? We can't do it in the public sector. That is, the police can't really give you a $500 ticket for not wearing a mask. But individuals, if you're playing by the rules, this is a private entity. People say that can't be illegal. They can make their own rules. Yeah.
Right, because you sign on every season probably to have to agree to the rules. So it would be different than suing the government if you decide that if the league is actually the ones fining you.
So is this something that will get everybody's attention? Do you think guys in football pay attention to that sort of thing? Or is so what? You know, that's the thing that I wonder about. You look at all of these various things.
Well, it depends on who the player is, right? Because Tom Brady didn't even pay the fines for Deflategate. So, you know, the team picked up the tab. So it just depends on who the player is and how important that person is.
So you see Joe Biden, I'm just doing the mask thing.
I'd
right
also
now.
Like to make a retraction. Yes. Kim and her husband has a husband.
Huh,
I was okay. very surprised, but I wanted to check out.
Ah,
and they
nice
own chick. Wine, so I'm all into this chick. She likes baseball and wine. Silas right. Wines in Oregon is the company that she owns with her husband.
Well, now she's got to move to Miami, so.
Right.
I'm sorry, Kim. Sorry.
So the idea of wearing a mask, I think you see
of makeup, I guess.
Joe Biden wearing a mask all the time. Apparently Kamala Harris doesn't, and that's a source of consternation with some of the Dems. She seems to be making a lot of noise behind the scene as to, you know, who ought to have this job and that job. Maybe that's why there's so many Californians that are showing up on the screen, Jennifer.
Well, where is she not wearing a mask? Because I see I follow her on Instagram. She's got a mask on all the time, unless she's on stage talking.
Well, see, that's the thing that I've noticed in watching. Because, you know, look, now it's not just about the people getting caught on television or the people on television anymore. So everyone has a cell phone. And I've seen so many people. Chuck Schumer is the latest. I think I told you guys last week. Chuck Schumer was out there on the street celebrating a Joe Biden win, and he had no mask on until someone with a phone came up with a camera on it. And then he's like, oh, and he puts the mask on. So, I mean, I think there is a little bit of that going on when people are looking around for the camera. They probably are watching to see when they have to sneak it on. Maybe that's part of the story. I don't know.
Yeah, we should go back to athletics a little bit here. Some of the things we focus on, football and baseball and basketball and things like that. But what about some of these the college meets or the
touching the microphone? I don't know what you guys are doing.
Who's doing that?
That was me.
Oh, nice job. Anyway,
she's looking at me funny.
I'm wondering about some of the other athletics that, especially on the college level, track and field or high school or whatever, and. But around here, the high school and college games have all been canceled for the season. Everything was canceled.
Well, I saw a lot of college football games this weekend, so.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, there's a bunch of college
maybe
football.
It depends
still
on
and
which
I think more
level you are.
Supposed, more sports are supposed to come back in the spring, too, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least
the DJV download every day. We have a focus on something different, kind of silly, sometimes a lot of fun. The Super Bowl halftime presentation, the current download at djvshow.com, focus on Super Bowl and who's playing in the halftime and how that's going to work. Dolly celebrates her 75th birthday with Oprah, says she may pose for Playboy again. You hear that conversation. And whether or not Trump can replace Rush, that's all part of it. Plus the Macy's Parade goes, I don't want to talk about Thanksgiving and your plans, too. Remind me to do that in the next half hour. But in the meantime, whenever you want to listen to bits and pieces of the show that you probably didn't hear or may not have heard, get them, djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wow, this is pretty stiff. It's 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and music is in our forecast, as it always is during this portion of every hour. It looks like some people really get ticked off that there was no tribute to John Prine last week at the CMA Awards. Look at this. Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires turned in their lifetime membership cards to the CMA. That's pretty stuff.
Sergio, there were a lot of people. They were the bigger names, but like Margo Price and like a lot of other country artists were really upset about this.
What is Sergio Simpson said he wouldn't be caught dead in a tacky ass glitter and Botox? What is that's pretty interesting.
Well,
anyway,
it's pretty funny.
Didn't even say his name.
I thought it was his quote was went viral over the weekend that he said he wouldn't be caught dead at this tacky ass glitter and Botox pony show even if my chair had a morphine drip. So that's how he feels about it. Margo Price said that the music sucks at CMA, that it's not country anymore. Like a lot of people came out and they were not happy with the show. It did have the lowest ratings I think in the history of the CMAs.
But they did honor Charlie Daniels, Kenny Rogers, Joe Diffie, and Mac Davis.
Yeah, and you know what they did? It was like a lot of Charlie Daniels, which is fine, but it was one song for Kenny Rogers, and it was a song I didn't even know. So that was kind
of
weird.
Some people refer to it as an out of touch.
You know,
I asked this question last week. How come there's so many of these damn shows? Who cares?
It may be about who was more prominent in country music, too, because I got to be honest with you guys. I had never heard of John Prine until he died, and then we play a lot of him on this program. But that may be my, and I've grown up on country music, so it might just be that he wasn't mainstream, I guess, enough for country.
Well really, did they have an in memoriam statement?
No.
Like most of the other shows, did they have an in memorial, like the Oscars?
No,
they didn't.
They didn't mention, CMAs say that they have like an in memoriam that's in the programs, but they didn't hand out programs because of COVID. So, I don't know.
Well, I think there was he had the People's Choice Award or something on last night. Is that
what
that was? I was trying to figure that one out. Nobody
I didn't see any of that. Did you see Michelle Banks? I didn't see any of it, no.
Mario Lopez. What's going on with him? Why is he in hot water with NBC? What did he do that is making them
he got canceled. Yeah,
he did get canceled
for something, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but he's a mainstay, though, of that, of those shows, right? The early evening.
Yeah, but he said something, and God forbid you say something that might cause someone to think a little bit, and then all of a sudden, whammo.
See you later. 26 after the hour. Okay, up next, some more country music here. I actually can't read what this story is about. Doug, this guy
Supernaut.
Who died at the age of 60. What's his name?
Yeah,
Doug Supernaut.
What's his
name? Yeah, big 80s and 90s country star. And
60, though. Wow, what happened to him?
I know. I'm not sure what happened to him, actually. I saw a bunch of people posting for him, though. Like, Toby Keith used to open
had bladder cancer and lung cancer.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's too close to home for me, but gosh.
Mm-hmm. He was in 1993. He was nominated for top new male vocalist by
the
Academy of Country Music. A lot of these people that are that he actually teamed up with the Beach Boys on a song called "Long Tall Texan," which you got to think about how you know you when you think of country, you sure as heck don't think of the Beach Boys. So,
well, the country crosses over a lot, which I love. I mean, you don't think of Nelly with country, but he tours now to country stays with country stars.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's interesting how they bring in people and collaborate. And I think it's a pretty inclusive genre because they are always aiming for those crossover hits.
Right. His name, for those of you who didn't know or didn't hear us say, is Doug Supernaw, Supernaw. Passing away over the weekend at the age of 60. So that story and the tribute to him coming out musically here.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday with a simple message: stop the steal. An overwhelming number of supporters believe the 2020 election was marred. President Trump called the Georgia recount a waste of time, as observers were denied crucial signature and verification information by Georgia election officials. It was the first time a privately owned spacecraft taxied astronauts into orbit. SpaceX launched 4 astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station Sunday, called Resilience. Lifted off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:27 p.m. Eastern from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral. That's the same platform that was used to send Neil Armstrong and crew to the moon in 1969. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's four wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for three scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
About the news and other events going on in the world, that's what this program is about. It's called the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the D, and there's Jennifer Horn with the J, and Victoria Keelan with the V, here to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. The American way is to have discussions about things, disagree, and then become friends. We're all three friends. We have unique unique perspectives on what's going on in the world. Some names in the news. Al Roker, how's he doing? He had that prostate surgery, right, didn't he, last week?
Yes, that's right, cancer. He's home. Yep, he's home recovering.
Is he okay? What happened? They get it all? They always say they get it all.
He didn't say anything about that I've seen. He just thanked everyone. He said he was at home, he's resting, and he just thanked everyone for their support. He said he had initially said that the reason he wanted to be so public about it was because the type of prostate cancer was a little aggressive.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he needs follow-up treatment.
Well, here's a good reminder for men to check themselves because
you have
so many
to get a PSA test, the PSA, the antigen test every year. Get a physical. That's part of the blood work that's done. Get the digital rectal exam. As distasteful as it even sounds to talk about it, it is what you ought to have done in order to know what goes on. I am happy to tell you that when my doctor checked me out a couple of weeks ago, he said I had a normal I had a normal prostate for a guy my age. Thanks a lot, doc. What does that do? He says, don't worry about it. So here's something I'm going to reflect back on. By the way, Lewis should be having you, Jeff, all everybody, Victoria, Jennifer, get these guys into the doctor, have them checked out. They need a physical every year, and all that stuff should be something that you freely talk about. One of the things that Al Roker won't tell you probably unless you dig down deeply, remember how heavy he used to be?
Yeah.
If you look into people who have prostate cancer, it usually, not always, but it does happen with people who are overweight. Yet another reason to be careful of your weight, especially if you're a man. But it's a fatty disease that comes from excess fat in part. A lot of people who eat a lot of carbs get into trouble, sugars, that sort of stuff, drinking alcohol. All that can be a precursor or a cause or a contributor to having a prostate problem.
But don't use that as a free pass, because there's a lot of people who go, well, that's not me, so I'm not going to get checked.
Because my grandfather had
prostate cancer, and he was very fit. He worked in the yard every single day, never drank. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd have an occasional beer, but never anything significant.
Well, and colon cancer, too. Look at Chadwick Boseman. He was Black Panther. He was not. Yeah. There was no one in better shape than
healthy
he was.
Guy. Yeah.
And he got colon cancer in his 30s. So
that's
a hereditary thing, though,
I think, more than anything else.
Some people carry the cancer gene.
Yeah.
But still, men need to be better about going to the doctor.
Absolutely. In general. So that's why I talk about a lot on the air, because I'm very happy to go to the doctor and have him tell me what's going on in my body. I'm wearing a heart monitor right now. It's one of the most, it's a big pain in the butt because I got wires on my chest.
I don't know why when you said that, I just started thinking about the Grinch.
What?
You know, the green Grinch, and he had the little red heart on his chest after he found the love and joy of Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I had that visualization
of you.
I had a test on Thursday to see if I had a hole in my heart. The idea is to check everything. Remember when and the neurologist still doesn't say to me, you had a TIA, but I had an episode that caused me a great deal of concern when it happened, and I decided I better check it out, and I did.
That's your heart checked a lot. Isn't a hole in the heart something that you're born with, a genetic thing?
It could be, or it's something that if you have a weaker, something that doesn't pulsate quite correctly, and that could cause fibrillations, and that causes also TIAs or more serious strokes. So now they're trying to. I had a 2-week halter monitor, or it was a chest monitor, to see if I had any fibrillations, and I didn't. So Ken Kronhaus, being my good friend, says, "Well, I didn't see for 2 weeks, so let's do a month." I said to him, "What are you talking about? I don't want to be wearing this damn stuff around. You can't take it. You know, you take it all off. It takes 15 minutes to put the contraption on." So, you know, take a shower, take all these things off, and then the battery goes dead every day, so you got to change the battery. But anyway, the whole idea is to protect me and to make sure that everybody that needs to know knows what's going on. And I say that to everybody who may have had a problem that was similar to this or may look like this or may present itself this way. You get all of the things checked out. There's a lot of stuff. Modern medicine has so many different tools today that you can use to make sure that everything is A-OK. And so that's what we're in. But we had this bubble. They called it a bubble test. So they inject air into your veins and see if it goes, if it comes out of your heart. I'm thinking when this guy's explaining this to me. And Ken talked, I have a cardiologist up here in Massachusetts, and he's talking to Ken about what to do. And so he says, well, we're going to give him a bubble test. So I said to Ken, what the heck is a bubble test? He says, well, they stick air in your system. Now, whatever I've heard about air going into your system isn't very good. But they can find by tracing it, by looking when they do the ultrasound on you. You're laying on a table and they, you know, stick stuff in your arm. And then they look at the ultrasound and they can tell whether there's a, where did the air go? Where does it go? And in my case, didn't go anywhere because there's no hole in my heart. So, but the air, if it goes into your heart, they can see if it leaks out, apparently, someplace. Isn't that kind of weird when you think about it? You think about your heart and how it works. Do you know how many times during your lifetime, the normal person lives to be 85 or 90, how many times your heart beats? You ever think about that? Do you think about how things, this is the
miracle.
I can't,
because I'll have a panic attack.
So. It just is amazing how many times millions and billions of things are performed by your body that you don't even think about. And, you know, you're the idea of where we came from, and can you imagine that this stuff just developed as a result of you know, the maturation of a one cell to a two cell to a four cell to something crawled out on land, and then we're humans. It's really hard to put all the pieces together. Pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, meanwhile, we were on names in the news. What do we think about the new Obama book? Donald Trump apparently is being asked to write a book. Remember the Obamas, when they got out, got paid $68 million for a book from each of them? $68 million. Now, apparently, the idea is to get Trump to write a book, and it may be worth $100 million.
I hope he gets it so that we can stop talking about how much the Obamas got. I hope Trump gets $100 million. Like, come on.
So why is his book worth more than the Obama's book would be
the question, I suppose. Speculation at this point.
But still,
all presidents make money on a book.
I don't understand how people make money, period.
When they come out of their being in the White
House. Some people make money while they're in office.
Jennifer, go ahead.
I don't understand how those big book deals get so big, because people don't read that much anymore, do they? I like to read still, but I don't know that I see a lot of young people reading.
So who's the target? Is it just the Trumpsters? Who read the Michelle book? And who's going to
read the Obama book? A lot of women
read the
Michelle book.
They did.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll take a pass on both of those. Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's because
I would read a former first lady. And
She has a lot of appeal, frankly. And and Obama.
I know plenty of women who voted for Trump who read Michelle's book and liked it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I think
November
you can separate
17th.
Politics.
Anyway, the 17th of November is when the book will come out, the Obama book, and he's around peddling it now. It's in time for Christmas. You want to buy something that you know somebody who likes Obama. That's the whole idea.
Can you imagine if I gave it to my dad for Christmas?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you do that?
Why are we at a point, though, where no one will read a former president's book?
Would you buy Trump's book? No. Come on.
Well, Trump wouldn't write it. He's never written a book. This is actually a book that's
sitting on the other side. Point is the same. You wouldn't buy a Trump book because you wouldn't want to.
I read George W.'s book. Janet didn't vote for him.
You think George W. actually wrote the book? My mother read it.
No.
Yes, I do, actually. I do.
He did the photo book, which was cool, I think.
No, but his memoir when he got out of office I thought was actually pretty illuminating. But Trump doesn't ever write any of his own books. So that's, you know, Obama hand wrote this book. Mm. Well, no, Obama hand wrote this whole book. So there are plenty of presidents. Clinton wrote his own book. I mean, there are plenty of presidents who do it. You know, Trump wouldn't write his own, so.
All right, so we get it. We know how this stuff comes down. You know what I saw interesting? That has to do not with books, but with a television. I enjoy an hour or so a night if I can find the time watching some television. And one of the shows that I found that I enjoyed a whole lot was The Crown. And I especially liked it when John Lithgow played Winston Churchill. Apparently, it continues and they're bringing it up to date, right? Isn't it supposed to be the story of Queen Elizabeth from when she was young? To now? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be spread out?
Yeah.
So apparently, Gillian Anderson is playing Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
And if you look at the pictures of her and Thatcher, it is uncanny how much they look alike.
It's the most flattering casting of Margaret Thatcher ever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Yeah, but the way look at the
it's
pictures.
It's like when Margot Robbie played Tanya Harding. It's like, really?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just interesting to see what the makeup does, how wonderful it works in a sense. All right, 44 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program with maybe a focus on NASA and what's going on there as we continue here.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, do we have a good thought about what went on, the weather and that sort of thing, and the launch of the NASA space thing? Are we happy? The three Americans, one from Japan also, going tomorrow up to the... Right? That's what I was talking about. You said we had a launch last week, right? Or am
they
I confused
launched Sunday
about
night. Yeah, Sunday. SpaceX launched Sunday night, the Resilience launch. Mm-hmm. So it's heading to the International Space Station.
Ah, okay.
And what's cool about this is that we can bypass tomorrow, the Russians now. Because we used to have to take rides with the Russians up to the International.
50. You know how much it cost every time we were sending an astronaut up to the space station? The Russians charged us $53
million. Yeah, so this is great. $53 million.
They're
I know
going
Elon
up there.
Musk is a weirdo, but I so love
well,
the fact.
So what?
I celebrate the fact that he's a weirdo because this is a huge contribution. I think it's what the country needs. It's unfortunate that we really cut the heck out of the space program over the last 15 years because I think it was something.
You
want to
take a shot at Obama and Bush? That's where I begin with the two of them. A couple of big the fact that they cut. It just shows kind of the generational thing.
Well, in 2008, though, we had a huge recession, the Great Recession. Money had to be cut somewhere.
What's more important? What, you think any of the military budget got cut? Come on. Not a nickel got cut from the military budget, but they cut the space budget. No, sorry. No sale there.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Everybody ready? Exercise your vocal cords. Ready?
Money pit!
There it is. All right, so we got the intro for Tom Cragler. I call him lovingly Tommy the K, co-host of the home improvement program called The Money Pit. We got podcast galore. We got a great website for all kinds of daily tips. The newsletter they have is moneypit.com. And we encourage our listeners to write in questions for Tom as well. Here's Roy listening in Illinois. Recently bought a ranch-style house built in the 60s. Sorry about that, sir. And I'd like to insulate the exterior walls. But they ran out of insulation in the 60s, and they didn't put any insulation in the walls, Tommy?
He's probably got paneling on the insides.
Yeah, right. And those the unscrew window things.
Yeah, that's right. Shag carpets.
And the louver windows that open on the porch.
Oh, man, I hated those things.
I still got them in my house. I'm trying to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, awful.
Anyway, Doug, when you have folks that always write me like this and they ask about insulation questions, people always want to start with the walls.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, first of all, the hardest place to insulate since it's all enclosed already. And secondly, it gives you the least return on investment. Where you ought to be starting in a new house is in the attic, in the ceiling. Because I can, you know, I would bet with the age of that house that unless it's had some pretty decent updates, you don't have enough insulation. And you really want to have, especially in Illinois, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of fluffy, fresh fiberglass insulation in that ceiling, Roy. That's going to be huge in terms of trying to keep you comfortable and cut down on your heating bills this winter.
Cool in the summer, too.
That's right. Yeah. I will caution you, though, that in those houses also don't have enough ventilation, those older houses, so make sure you add roof vents when you do this. Right. So, because otherwise you'll get condensation and moisture in there, and then that kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, you have a chainsaw and cut a hole in the side of the house at the eaves.
There are nice ways to add moisture. Ridge vents, soffit vents, the kind that don't leak. Second to that, Roy, I would take a look at the floor. Now, if you've got a crawl space or a basement, you know, you got easy access to that. Make sure you fill the floor up with insulation. And once you've done those two things, if you still want to tackle the walls, a good option for you might be blown-in. But before you do blown-in insulation, you're going to want to work with an insulation contractor that can take a scan of your walls. They can use an infrared device, an infrared camera, and they can scan the walls. And with an infrared camera, Doug, it's interesting when you see the pictures, you can actually see where the voids of insulation are because you probably have some level of insulation in there. And then you got to ask yourself, is it worth it for me to drill holes in my walls to add blown-in insulation or not? But you do it in that order. You always do the attic space first, that ceiling area, get that nice and warm, then the floor, then the walls.
All right. So there's your story, Roy. Meanwhile, if you're subscribed to the Money Pit newsletter or the podcast, yeah, I always like to listen because the podcast is sort of an extension of your weekend program, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it is, and we get a chance to answer even more questions and get into some deep detail on some topics. We talk in this episode 2048. If you want to download that, about avoiding frozen pipe bursts. You know,
which is about we're getting to that time.
Yeah,
exactly. Freezing up a little bit. Yep.
That's right. People forget to turn off the outside hose bibs. They don't have the right kinds of valves. They don't have the right insulation on the pipe leading to that. And, man, I tell you what, if that pipe freezes and breaks, it's a heck of a mess.
Ah, inside or outside.
Yep, that's right.
I've had it. Sometimes, and don't make the mistake, you can shut off the water in the house, maybe in the cellar, but if you don't open up the caulk outside, if you don't turn the faucet on, and let the water that's in the pipe drain out, you're still going to have a frozen pipe.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Doug. That's a great point. And I like to leave those faucets outside open because sometimes if you get a little water that leaks past the valve on the inside, the pipe will still fill up.
Exactly.
And cause a problem.
All right, what's at the Money Pit? You've got a new and yet another sweepstakes. These are
we just like to give stuff away, man. You know, we're giving away 12 sets of tools just in time for the holidays. You want to take out some holiday home decor, some crafts, some fix-ups, you can enter the holiday home decor giveaway. It's presented by Arrow Fasteners. We've got four different tools from Arrow to give away to 12 different winners. So we've got a stapler. We've got this very cool high-temp glue gun, which I love because I use a glue gun a lot for projects, and usually they're really small. They kind of cramp your hand. This one's very large, very comfortable, nice even flow. Works
it's like
great.
A caulking gun, you mean?
No, like the glue gun, the glue gun.
No, but I mean, does it have the same size as the...
It's about half the size of a caulking
gun.
That's right.
Gun.
Plus, there's a staple gun and some other cool stuff. So,
enter
today, moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
That's it. The moneypit.com is the website for all kinds of great things, from the podcast to the sweepstakes to the newsletter. It's all there. Help yourself. That's one of the things.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.